She never set out to become a famous author. She was simply writing down some stories from her childhood. And those memories became one of the best-known series of children's books, a series still popular today. Her story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Get your auction voice ready. Ready to bid on a Timpty Super Hopper grain trailer at the Farm Progress Show. You can also bid on an Encirca Pro-Level package, a Thunder Power Tarp, a VIP trip to the 2018 Commodity Classic, and more. Bid online or in person at the DuPont Pioneer booth. The auction starts Thursday, August 31st at 1 p.m. Central. Proceeds go to the National FFA Foundation and state FFA associations. Register to bid at pioneer.com/chrome. That's pioneer.com/QROME.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight.
Gene Cody shares the story of one of Mansfield, Missouri's most famous residents, Laura Ingalls Wilder.
When she was married, she lived in DeSmet, South Dakota. She and her husband were farmers, and it was a time of poor farming, and his health wasn't good, and they looked for a place to go where they might get a new start.
Many people ask, what would draw a farm couple from South Dakota to migrate to southern Missouri?
Mansfield was listed on a railroad brochure being in the land of the Big Red Apple. So friends of theirs came down and looked it over and thought it looked prosperous and good. And so they came in a covered hack, which was a buggy that had a top on it.
The Wilders purchased 40 acres when they arrived here in 1894.
Their original home was a log cabin with about 800 trenched apple trees. They lived their first winter in a log cabin with no windows and just a door.
Laura did not begin to pen her life story until she was well into her 60s. She recounted her life as a girl growing up in different locations in the Midwest. The homestead of the famous author is open today for visitors.
The past few years, and I don't know when we haven't had a visitor from each of the 50 states, and there's usually 19 or 20 foreign countries represented.
They've had as many as 48,000 visitors in a year come to the Ozarks homestead. The Wilder Home Association purchased the property and maintains the site. The story of how Laura's stories ever became books in the first place is quite intriguing, and is next time as we travel the countryside. In Mansfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.